News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. This is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strauser, and our show is sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And as always, our archives are available at KJJR.com. And today, a first-timer in the studio, she is Tracy McDowell from Alpine Theater Project in Whitefish to talk about Queens of Country. Tracy, how you doing?
I'm so good. How are you?
This sounds like an exciting show.
Oh, it's going to be incredible. It will blow your mind.
Well, before we get to all of that, let's hear about yourself a little bit.
Well, my name is Tracy McDowell. I've actually been coming out to Whitefish to work with ATP for 13 years now, off and on. And then we sort of just stuck around. And I'm a mom of two, a one-year-old and a three-year-old, Wilder and Dodger. And my husband, James, is working here too. And I run a voice studio, One Voice Studio. So I teach kids voice lessons here and adults.
Wow. That sounds great. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Dodger and
Wilder.
Those are great names.
Thank you.
Okay, so Alpine Theater Project, been around for a few years now. They've got a lot of great shows under their belt.
Yeah, they've been around since 2004. It was started by Betsy Morrison, Luke Walrath, and David Aykroyd. And it has brought in, I think, over 100 New York and Broadway talented people from and people from all over and done these amazing shows. So I'm super proud to be a part of it.
So can you tell us about how they got all together, got this thing started back in the day, 18 year, plus years ago?
Yeah, I think they left New York City. They came here and they wanted to start a theater company where they could bring in their friends from New York City and create, inspire, and imagine brand new projects and educational opportunities for people in the Flathead Valley. And so they started it, and it has sort of flourished ever since.
And you don't hear about country music shows much here in the Flathead Valley. It's always rock and roll. Why not some country once in a while?
That's what I said. So we've done all these rock and roll projects. We did Queen. We've done Fleetwood Mac. There's tons of other stuff we've done. And I was like, you know, I see shows that are country music and they have one or two of these power lady songs. And I was like, what if we brought in like all these powerful women, Loretta Lynn, Dolly Parton, Bonnie Raitt, Reba McEntire, and then a little Dixie Chicks, just bring in the classics and rock with some crazy strong women.
So you call it the Queens of Country.
Yeah.
What's the date of the show?
It is the June 24th, 25th, and 26th at 8 p.m.
This is going to be great. I have a feeling. So who are the people who are coming in to sing?
So we have four ladies, myself. We have Lena Rideout, multiple Broadway shows, incredible singer, songwriter, producer, also incredible player, multiple instruments, just fabulous. We have Julie Foldesi, same, multiple Broadway credits, tons of instruments. And then we have Angie Wildflower Polk, who she and I were in Motown on Broadway together, and she is a killer vocalist. I mean, and not to mention our band, which has some local favorites. We have like Ross Bridgman from the Mac Band, Todd Cowart, Jeremy Reinbolt, Matt Seymour, all these guys play in tons of bands around the Valley. And one guy from New York, David Finch, who plays 100 instruments, a harmonica, and tons of other stuff.
So you know voice because you teach it. So these are all Broadway singers coming to sing country music.
You know what? They sing in shows that are geared towards country and rock. All of us ladies have been in like more Motown once, those more edgy, folky shows.
Yeah.
So it'll be great.
So, and where's this going to be located?
At the Whitefish Performing Arts Center.
Okay, so we'll talk more about that in a little while. So how do you put together a show like this? You fly all these folks in. What does it take to prep a show like this?
So we're going to prep it in 1 week, which is crazy. So we get the song list. Actually, Betsy, our artistic director, gets the song list together.
She's sitting here listening to us right now. Hi, Betsy. So she's directing, right?
Yes. Oh, my God. Between her and Rachel Burke, the sets, the lighting, everything is always like, it'll be like an edgy Grand Old Opry, I feel like. Just incredible. So she assembles a crazy song list. We get all the music out to the people. We all get to listen to it and find different arrangements. The band sort of gets together a little bit before, and then we start on Friday and we just plow through.
An edgy Grand Ole Opry. That sounds really cool to me.
I think it will be
and
great.
You guys are going to be giving away some tickets on our country station, 106.3 The Bear.
Yeah.
So that'll be this week leading right up to it.
I know.
But pairs of tickets this week.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a great show. Again, the dates are the 24th through the 26th, 8 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center, Whitefish, right?
Yep.
Okay, so we'll be back with Tracy McDowell on our second half of Focus on the Flathead to talk more about Alpine Theater Project's Queens of Country right here on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. Again, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. We'll be right back.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hello, you've reached UberBank. I am your personal assistant. Your call will be answered in approximately 12 minutes.
Why do we choose to deal with systems rather than service? Introducing Kasasa, free accounts that reward you by earning cash back, music, or extra savings, and refunds on ATM fees. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Ask for Kasasa at Three Rivers Bank of Montana. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR, and this is Focus on the Flathead Part 2, and our guest today is Tracy McDowell from Alpine Theater Project in Whitefish. We're talking about the Queens of Country. Now, if you missed the first half, we really kind of laid out what this show is going to be all about, but let's talk about some of the folks who are playing the music for this show, because you get a kind of an all-star. Some of these guys are actually local.
Yes, we have amazing local musicians. Ross Bridgman is music directing. Tons of bands. Mac Band is the one he leads, but he plays with all the local musicians around here. Todd Cowart, people can see him play all over town. Jeremy Reinbolt, of course. Matt Seymour. We also have David Lynch, who's from out of town, New Yorker, plays harmonica, banjo, everything. I think steel guitar, yeah, everything. And then Nissa Grant, another New Yorker, the most incredible female fiddle player we know. We love her. Yeah, it's going to be incredible.
So name some of the artists that could be in this, the Queens of Country. Is Dolly Parton one of them?
Oh, yes. We got Dolly. We got Emmy Lou Harris, Reba, the Dixie Chicks, Gretchen Wilson, Waylon Jennings. We have some other old school, different just music stuff too, instrumental stuff for the band to play because we have so many good musicians.
Wait, last time I checked, Waylon was not a queen of country.
No.
He's one of the kings of country.
Waylon Jennings.
Oh, I thought you
not
said Waylon, Jennings.
No, not Jennings. No, the Waylon Jennings. I know. It sounds the same. Yes. So we'll have some, you know, really hardcore girls singing and playing going on.
That sounds great. Okay, so tell me about the stage. What is it going to be in a situation like this?
I keep seeing them building it, and I think it's like an urban rock and roll Grand Ole Opry.
Uh-huh.
Just super cool steel, old wood.
Ooh,
and then
cool.
Each one of us women, I think, are going to be on little platforms up in the front with a band all behind us. It's going to be a raucous night.
Is Betsy Morrison still the artistic director?
Oh, is she?
Okay. Betsy, come up to the mic for just a second. I want to hear your description of the stage. You're sitting in the background, but come and tell us about what you put together on the stage.
Okay. So I started with the stage at the Grand Ole Opry as my inspiration.
Oh, cool.
And Raj, your daughter lives in Nashville, so you've probably been over there to the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
So infamously, in the old Opry and the new Opry, they have a 6-foot round of the original floor that they, when they moved the Opry, they took this round, moved it to the new space, and every major country star in the last 40, 50 years has stood on that 6-foot piece of wood. Round wood. And so that was kind of the base of my inspiration. So each woman has, our rounds are 4 feet just to be able to make space on the stage. But so across the stage are these 5 rounds that each woman will have as kind of their home base. And then, yeah, then the band is up behind them on platforms that are kind of, the floor is kind of made of barn wood and We have steel paneling.
Whoa.
It's going to be really, really, really cool. And then, you know, into ATP fashion, then we have all sorts of stuff that lights up and blinks. And
well, of course.
You know.
Do you have any glitter? That's what I want to know. Anything
there
glitter?
Might be a little glitter.
So one more question for you, Betsy. You know, the idea that the circle that they use at the Grand Ole Opry and at their new location as well, is that true about the song "May the Circle Be Unbroken"? Is that circle?
I actually don't know that, but that makes perfect sense.
Because they wrap up their shows usually with that song.
Yeah, and we actually are doing that song during the course of our evening as well. I didn't know about that, but I love that tie-in, and I'm sure that is true. And that's a great, wonderful song.
Well, I'm wishing you the best of luck. You always make it great and always big and exciting and a very, very big thing to look at, you know, at the end of the day. That's what it's all about, right?
Yes. Thank you so much for having us, Ross.
You bet. And Tracy back with us here. Now, Tracy, I want to do a little recap because, again, we're giving away tickets to this. In fact, three pair on our country station this week.
Yes.
And but not only that, we just want to hear the dates and how to get tickets.
You can get tickets through the ATP website, alpinetheaterproject.org. And the dates are the 24th, 25th, 26th at 8 p.m. down at the Whitefish Performing Arts Center.
Okay, so on these tickets, are they like open seating or get people with a numbered seat? How does this work?
It is a numbered seat, yeah.
Okay, well, that sounds great. Once again, you got to come on by and check this out. Queens of Country and Tracy McDowell. Little help there from Betsy Morrison and the Great Alpine Theater Project. Put it in another brand new show. And before we leave, can you give us a preview of the rest of the year? Is it too early to ask?
Oh, no, it's up.
It's up?
Yeah, we have Queens of Country. We have our amazing ATP summer camp where we bring professionals in from New York and all over. And we do these camps with the kids and we do a concert with the adults and a concert with the kids that we build with them. And I think there's a Beatles tribute show that's going to be in the fall. And then we have Rocky Horror Picture Show for Halloween, which we did last year and is a huge hit. And Yuletide Kids this year plus Yuletide Adults.
Very exciting. Talking about Alpine Theater Project, our guest has been Tracy McDowell and Alpine Theater Project. This is Focus on the Flathead. Thanks again for being here, Tracy.
Oh my God, my pleasure. Thank you.
Our show is sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And remember, the archives available. This show will be up right after it airs, girls. So thank you very much for being here. Our show again brought to you by Three Rivers and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. Focus on the Flathead.